Me too. Today's question is, Hari Om, Sadguruji, I fail to figure out who or what am I. I believe you that I am nothing. But then mind confuses me. Who is seeking these answers if I am nothing? Guruji, please put light on what is the role of body, mind and soul. Hari Om. I will read the question again. Hari Om, Sadguruji. I fail to figure out who or what am I. I believe you that I am nothing. But then mind confuses me. Who is seeking these answers if I am nothing? Guruji, please put light on what is the role of body, mind and soul. Hari Om. The body, the mind, the soul is. What the body, the mind, the soul is. Who am I? Out of these three, who am I? Am I the body? Am I the mind? Am I the soul? Or I am all? Or I am nothing? Who am I? This is the very, very, very important question for your life. You achieve anything in the outer world, be the richest man of the world, be on the highest post of the world, that whole world is clapping for you. You be the beautiful face of the world. Let the whole world comes after you. But if you could not get the answer of who am I? Am I that the richest man? Or am I that topmost chairperson of the world? Or am I the beautiful face of this world. Who am I? When you say, I don't have anything with me, I don't have money, I don't have house, I don't have this, I don't have this. You use the word not. If someone says to you that, are you the Prime Minister? If you are not, you say, I am sorry, I am not. You are confused. Somebody says you that, are you Tata? Immediately you say, no, I am not Tata. Are you the son of so-and-so? No, I am not. You have the negative word outside in the world, but anything outside you study is not getting applicable to your original, that inside what we say, the soul, the mind. Outside with the body you are playing everything and you are not understanding. You are never questioning yourself that, am I the body? Who am I? If the question's answer had not come in your lifetime in this body and you remain outside these three circles, you remain outside of these three cycles, these circles, then the life will be like wandering in the circle only. After the death, what you say, when these three combinations collapse, then you are not the body, you are not the mind, and you are not the soul even. Because you could not search it out in your lifetime. It is like you had billions of rupees in one cupboard which is in the underground, buried somewhere by your grandfather who passed away, and you are just having nothing in your lifetime, no money, no clothes, no shelter, just having complete life as starvation. And at last, while dying, grandfather comes in dream and tells, I had that much amount kept for you. And then when you dig it, ask someone to dig it, and you see the billions of currency over there, immediately with that shock you die. That I had been throughout the life like a beggar, while I was having this much amount that which could have made me the richest man. I would have enjoyed the life. Likewise, you have the biggest treasure with you, the treasure of the soul and treasure of the mind and the treasure of the body. All the three had the treasure. Body and mind treasure uses for the outside this world to enjoy this complete all the bodies on this earth. Because all bodies on this earth are made by the God for you to enjoy with your mind. Body and mind are related to the outside world, which you can see, which you can hear, which you can touch and taste and smell. So this is what the God created, all this nature, all the faces, and to you also. The fifth element, the mind, had come to you only. In the whole nature, only you, the human being, only you, the human being, is given the mind. No one on this earth, on this planet, is given the mind other than the human being, means you. Animals, birds, insects, trees have the mind which is not. They are only with the four elements, the animal, three elements, the birds, two elements, the insects, one element, the tree. Elements, we say as five elements, the sky element, the earth element, the water element, the fire element, and the air element. So whole of your body is made of earth, the dust, whole water inside, your blood is made of the water. Inside in stomach there is a fire always burning, the gas is always burning automatically the moment you put something in your mouth. So it starts cooking because you never cook completely. So it is cooked and then it is distributed to the different body parts as required. And thereafter your air, inhaling, making the burning of that gas, and the whole body, when you use anything by your mouth, whatever required in the body is pushed up by that fire, and after that whatever is waste comes out, which we say the carbon dioxide. So that comes out. This is the tongue which gives you the taste, this is the your outside body, your hands, your legs are giving you the taste of your outside, this dust, skin, earth. So earth, sky, the head is the sky, mind you can say the sky element. So mind, the sky element, was given to you to, if anything in the world requires for management, for anything right or wrong, make anything in the world to right and wrong, that whether to see this or not, whether to hear or not, whether to smell or not, whether to taste or not, whether to touch or not. All five senses, whatever reflects, mind replies. Mind is just to reply. Whatever thoughts, because mind is connected to the thoughts. The mind, the instrument, is connected with your thoughts, which we say the mind-body. Mind-body, where the thoughts are generating. Because when in the outside world, you go with the body, anybody. Any body is what? What you can see is the body. What you see is the body. All are the bodies. So animal body, insect body, tree body, bird's body, car body, house body, all body. So all the bodies outside in the world, which you can see. So that which you can see, the all bodies of this, on this planet, or by hearing whatever you know on this earth, all that what you say, the noun, place, person or things, these all the bodies are enjoyed and to taste, smell, touch, everything. So all these five comes in the enjoyment. You enjoy by seeing, enjoy by hearing, enjoy by touch, enjoy by taste, enjoy by smell. All the bodies are just to enjoy. For that, the five senses were given to human being, and to enjoy, the mind was given. Because if there is no mind, there is no enjoy. If there is no mind, no senses. Because mind is just reflecting. Mind is nothing but the reflecting mirror. Whatever thoughts, because mind is connected with the thoughts. Thoughts connected with the body outside in the world. So whenever you take thought, it comes after seeing or heard anything of the outside world, any object. The immediately thoughts comes. Thoughts are not coming without the object. That is what it is said, why it is said by the spiritual masters, that you just go beyond the desires. Because going beyond the desires means going beyond the objects. Because if you see any object outside, means you see any body outside. Any body, when I say, suppose you go via shop, you find some chicken shop, you find some this car shop, you find some cloth shop. So when you go and see all these shops, that's why in the mall when you go, even you are not decided to buy anything, just you are gone along with someone. But by seeing those body shops, because these are other bodies. Cloth shop, shoes, cloth, all other bodies. So when you go in these body shops around the world, wherever you go, buy that body. When you hear something about Kashmir, the body, automatically your mind starts with the thoughts. Thoughts starts and then mind decides what to do. So yes, yes, I want these shoes. Even I have not think about. That's why shopkeepers are always clever to put all the bodies in the spread state, not keeping inside. So that more they keep outside, your greed will come. Your greed will come to buy. Because you are attracted by the bodies. Attraction with the bodies. Sometimes you hear something, some music or something, immediately you think of buying it. That cassette or CD. Or sometimes you see some mobile, there is a mobile shop, they keep on all that display. They keep on display because one who lives in a body will be attracted by the body. Remember, if you are crazy of any body, means shoes, chappals, shirts, car, mobiles, this thing, that thing, whenever you go to the market or anywhere, whenever you are attracted to not only the faces, but also the things, not only the things, also the places when you hear about, that I want to go to that place, to America, to Japan. You have any desire inside of any body of the world. These all are the bodies. Which you see is the body. If any thing inside for any body of the world, and when you attach to it, when you attach to it, that the problem of attachment to America, attachment to Japan, attachment to your children, attachment to your mother, attachment to your father, attachment to your money, attachment to your car, attachment to your dogs, attachment to your body. This is last. So if you have any desire of the world, anybody, you are not natural. You are not natural. In fact, you were born natural because your God is very natural. The God is the creator of your body, creator of your mind, creator of your soul. That's the one. Nothing in the world can be made without the manufacturer, without the creator. Even a small needle is not coming without the manufacturer. And this is the so exclusive instrument, the body of yours, the mind, that unique, unique. No one in the world other than the human being, other than the you had got it. And the soul which is operating this body, current. So this current, the soul, and the mind inside, and the body, this is a combination. You can say these are the three steps out, like you have the three bedroom hall. You have the three bedroom hall flat, so when you enter in the flat, you go via hall, and then you enter to first room, and the second room, and the third room. When you enter the third room, from the third room, if you want to come out, you have to come back, come from second to first and to drawing room and outside. So this is what the third room, where the soul, you can say the soul. So in the third room, the soul, that soul exiting of that door, because it is two-way. This bungalow is two-way. You have sometimes the entry gate and the exit gate. We say there is an entry and the exit wherever you go, in theater or somewhere. Sometimes same gate is the entry gate and the exit gate. In many places you get the entry and the exit. When people are more, same gate is not used. And where crowd is more, same gate is not used for entry and exit. Like when you go to the theater, to the cinema hall. You have seen that entry gate is different and exit gates are different. From where you enter, you are not exiting from there. So, likewise, there is entry because we are in crowd. Crores of people we are. So that's why our entry gate and the exit gates are different. So when you exit it from the Supreme Soul, the God home, because beyond the soul, the exit gate is there, there is the God Palace. The God Palace is your creator home, your father, your super father, your super mother. So from there, you exit it to enjoy the outside, the home made by the God. This earth is nothing but a home for you to enjoy. So God sent you to enjoy on this earth, giving you the body, the mind, and the soul, and telling you to come back after enjoying. So the moment you come out of the super soul from the God home, first you enter the soul, then you enter the second home, your mind home, mind room, then the third room, the body room, and from there you came out, exited. From there you exited outside. And now you are in this world to enjoy as you lock the door and you come. Now as you come outside, you forget when you came outside by seeing the beauty of this earth. You have forgotten after coming to this earth by hearing, by touching, by taste, by smell, you have forgotten that you have to go back to your home. home back. So that your memory is lost. So whenever anybody gets the memory, he has told to the world, because the whole world belongs to the God. Whole world belongs to the God. All are sons and the daughters of the God. So all those had forgotten, those who got the recollection, got the reminder call from by the one who is already awakened, so those all have tried to awake the world that we have to go back to our home, the God home, our father home, because the whole world is sad, because continuously watching anything, continuously hearing anything, continuously smelling anything, continuously taste anything, continuously touching anything, makes you bored and tired. So you are bored and tired, in fact, because you have taken many births here. Like you tired by these five senses, if you continuously watch or hear or smell or taste or touch, so same, you are tired on this earth, but you are not getting any exit from the this world of sadness. You are not getting the exit gate and you do not know where to enter after this. So that's why the whole life you remain sad with this body and the mind, and you never think of reaching to the soul, the third room. From there the Supreme Soul, the God Home, is waiting for you. That I say you, that mind, but in fact, almost in the world, 99.99% people never think of their body or the mind. That also they have copied and learned from their worldly teachers, the materialistic teachers, about the body and the mind. They are also not aware, because they never thought of that, who am I? Am I this body? Or am I the soul? Or am I the mind? They are not knowing anything about the body, but they are playing with the body. They never know anything about the body. They are playing with the body. So the body is complete of senses which are replied by the mind. So this, the whole game is between the body and the mind for the outer world, for this outer, your home, home away from home. Your original home is God home. So this is your tourist destination where you stuck yourself, not thinking of going back to your God home, your permanent home, because you are completely out of mind. Your mind is failed. You are not getting any recollections. You are not getting any revival in your mind that who am I? And that the question, if not answered, if you could not get the answer in your lifetime, even whatever you are in this world, because of that destiny, what is your collective karma, and you will remain in the cycle of this birth and death. So you will be just going outside only, not even in the mind, not even in the body, but outside the body, you are just rotating in your fourth circle. So third circle belongs to body, second circle belongs to mind, and the last circle belongs to soul. And after that, you are reaching to your central point, the God home. So maximum, the 99.99%, when I say 699 crore, 93 lakh people died without even knowing that who am I, they are not knowing even about their body. Because the moment question arises of who am I, first question will be with the body. Because body is visible. This is the first room we have to cross. Unless you cross this room, how will you understand the mind, the second room? You cannot enter in the second room. And the moment you enter in the second room, then only you enter to the third room. Because all are interconnected. And when the moment you enter the third room, there is again exit from this world to the God world, or you can say entry for the God home from you. You started your journey billions of years before, which you have forgotten. And who comes to know, lets you know. Because everyone is belonging to the same family. So this is, you have to understand. You say, I am confused. Why you are confused? Because your mind is not natural. When the mind thinks natural, then result will come. You are not natural, you are artificial. What you have read, what you have heard, up to now, you are conditioned to that. So you are not thinking in the way where you are natural. When you go to the natural part, you will say, nothing belongs to me. And when you say, nothing belongs to me, then answer will start coming. It is also not by mind that nothing belongs to me. Because your mind is a dummy mind. You have made another mind, which is your mayavi mind, which is stamping on your whatever thought comes. But the God, the natural mind, is not making any copy. It is going as per the command of the God, as per the rules and regulations by the God. So it is the main that how to reach to the stage 4, where the God, the my permanent home is there. For that only you have to understand first that who am I? Am I this body? The moment you understand the body, this is the entry gate for the God home. When you came outside this body, now you have to go inside this body. And when you go inside this body, your mind, which is working, will start becoming natural. That's why we say no mind. It becomes natural mind means no mind. It is not that you will become mad. That if you have to give 100 rupees to the shopkeeper, you will give 1,000 rupees. No. But when you are returning, you are just showing back to this materialistic world. So whatever was earlier will be somewhere losing. Because that all, the game is over, now you are returning. When you are returning from the game, from the playground, your focus is on home, not on the ground now. So while returning, if your focus is on your home, you reach the home. And if your focus is on the game, you are going back, taking U-turn. So this is what you have to understand, the game of a body first. Body and the mind. Unless you understand what is body, because body is the main first step you have to cross. And before that, you have to understand what actually is the body. You think your body is body? No, everything in the world, whatever you can see, whatever you hear, and everything is body. And body, when attached to the outside body, will keep you outside. When body is not attached to outside body, will take you inside. Simple. That's why it is said that be in the company of truth. Truth is nothing. Truth is who is not in body, who is going away from the body. Because once you are sitting with the bodily people, what we say, the materialistic, the physically people, those who are in the outside world, you will also get the same attraction. You go more to the malls, go to the movies, you are more attracted to the body only. You try, if you go to the mall, you will buy something, even you don't know anything. So by seeing the product, if you are attracted, which is not required even, your almirah is full of suits, 7 days in a week. So you need 7 suits maximum, even you are on job. Even you are on job. If you are at home, not required even 7 suits, right? 7 are required if you are only at home and nobody is coming. Sometimes somebody comes. So you need maximum 7 dresses. Because if you put the stamp on the hanger, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, When you go to the office, you just wear those clothes. Who says that? Yes, last week also yellow, today also yellow. 7 days, 7 colors of different designs. Enough. And at home, because in home if you are, how much you require, how many clothes you require? For sitting at home, you need maximum 3 or 4 because you are going to wash also. 4, here, enough. Whatever, kurta, pajama, your suits or whatever you wear, tracks, t-shirts, 4 enough. What else? Sometimes for marriage, wedding, some receptions you want to go. How many? Every day you are going to the function. No, hardly you get, even in weekend, you get maximum 4 dresses if even you are going outside more. So every weekend, this week, this 7, 4, 21, 28, and next month again the first one. So 4 is enough. If you are not minister or something, a minister also they have only wife. Then they have hundreds of wives, that is different thing. But you need only 4 dresses to go outside for some functions or receptions or anything. 4 dresses for your home to use. And 7 dresses for regular if you are going. Enough. But still when you go to the shop outside, you see, they are the bodies. Bodies are lying. By seeing, and they are very funny people. They put the clothes on the body sometimes. So on body you see, so beautiful. I will buy this. You know that you don't require it. But your mind, when you are attractive to the things, to the bodies outside, even it is not your necessity, it means you are in the body only. In the body means you are outside in the world. You are not inside in any room. You see your shoes and chappals, how many require? 1, 2, 3. One sports. One for outside, one for inside. 2 for outside. Maximum 4. If you say 7 suits are there, you can take the multicolor comes. Or you see something like that, 4, 5 enough. But when you go to a chappal shoe shop, they keep like that, oh my God, this, that. So these all activities, the maya is attraction. Attraction. You see, when Sita, as story says in Ramayana, saw that only golden deer, and she was like, I want this. And that golden deer had made the whole life horrible. And 14 years has gone in completely like distress for Rama, also for Sita, Lakshman and everybody. This is story. It was or not knowing. But message for you is definitely. So whenever you get attraction to anybody in the world, you definitely think about Sita, that I am going to be Sita. And for you to save Rama, when Rama will come, when inside nothing else comes other than Rama. Otherwise Rama could not have gone to Lanka. Because in Sita's heart there was only Rama. Nothing else was going. She was realizing I had done the mistake. Even I was informed at the time of birth that only Rama, I should be inside. But she realized, and again inside only Rama was there. Only Rama. So, see, when you are attracted to anybody outside, the clothes, the shoes, your mobile, your anything in the world, even the attraction to America, Japan, India, London, this, that, all these attractions are nothing but only your desire. And when the desire gets the attachment, then your life becomes horrible. Horrible. Your life becomes poison. Attachment, when it comes, it is a poison. Poison like coming in the amrit. Like it is coming in the amrit. Like you put the poison in the milk. So how will you drink the milk? When you drink the milk, definitely your body will be disturbed. So that your sadness comes only because of this body. Because body is a returning gate. Dwar, what Guru Nanak Deva said, Guru Dwar. Why he said Guru Dwar? Because Guru is Atma, Master is the soul. We say the soul as the Master. So the soul, the Master means, who teaches you about the soul is the soul Master. One who has reached to the third room and met with the God, his father, and father had sent back to go to the world and tell about me to the world. So we say him the soul Master. That's why whatever Master who teaches us, we say the soul Gyan, Atam Gyan. So, you have to understand first that you are somewhere going to be cheated by all everything but glitter that we say is not gold. It is only the cheating by all your clothes store, shoe store, all are just cheating you. They are just putting on hangers and this thing and that thing, attracting you, hotels showing so good food plates and your tongue. I want this, I want that. So these all your eyes, your ears, your nose, your tongue and the body, these five which can see, hear, touch, taste and smell, these five senses when get attached to the outside bodies of the world, let the living or the non-living, living into the human being also you are attached. Sometimes you say, he is my best friend, he is my this, she is my friend, she is my lover, and she is my blood, he is my blood. So this all what you go ahead with your attachments. When you are going and enjoying the natural, because you are made natural. That's why it is natural. Nature is so, see, except the human being, all are in natural state. To see the animals so natural. Have you ever seen that animals are going anywhere in the beauty shop or barber shop? No. Natural. And naturally their hairs are so beautifully, even you don't have that much hair, that type of hairs. See them, how nice they look. You see all their animals, right from the infant stage to the old stage. You see the infant means one who is born, the puppy, and see the dog at 10 years of age. You see the lion in the beginning at last. You see even the tree, in the plant to the tree. See even the young tree is also loved by us. Young and the old trees are also loved by us. We try to enjoy sitting under the tree, the old tree, so beautifully old tree. So big stem. And the plants we enjoy watering and enjoying that. We enjoy the puppy and the old dog also. We enjoy the lion, young, just born, and the old lion, so many years. Everything is natural. No lion is dressed up, beautified somewhere. No tiger, no even donkey. But so beautifully looks like. Even so much hard work, but see how they look, we look at nature and enjoying those things. How you see the sparrow, the bird, this your crow, peacock, everything is natural. Not wearing the clothes even. In the winter and the hot, they are there outside. Not getting even the crockery, good crockery, like we. They don't have any clothes, naked. But see, they look so beautiful. And we so ugly. We become ugly as we grow. That's why we try to hide ourselves with the cream, powder, black color, this thing, that thing. You see all those old people, get them washed completely. Take them to swimming pool. Put some acid in that, which should remove all that everything what they have put on the face. You see that body will become, you will not be able to see them. Old people, when a human being becomes old, look so ugly. So they have to go to the beauty parlor in the home in front of dressing table and make their face update to go outside. But old animals are so beautiful, old birds are so beautiful, old trees are so beautiful because they are natural. They are natural. So when you become like them natural, you are reaching back to your home, God home. They are not attached to anything. You take them anywhere, they will just play, they will enjoy. They will not say, no, no, I want this cloth, no, no, I'll take them to mall. They will just play, enjoy. They will not say, I want this, no, 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 I want this. They are not bothered about it. And you see, I want this, I want that. You will have 8 bags in hands and bringing to that house, putting in cupboard, 5 will come down, 10 will go up, then one more cupboard. Your cupboard for your shoe chappals even. See, you are not natural. You are living in body, dead body. And body dies. Even you cannot recognize your body before the death. So where you are standing, you think, are you the human being really? No, you are not the human being. Human being is one who is natural. In fact, human being is not human being. Actual, the human being's worth is all Abraham, Buddha, Mahavira, Jesus, Muhammad, Kabir, Farid, Guru Nanak Dev, Ram Paramahansa, Sai Baba, Meera Sahaja, Lalla, Lao Tse, Sukhraya. These people were human beings. Even they also went to the all their back categories. But one day they came to know, awakened, and they went back to the soul room, and from there they went back to the God home, their original home. From their father ordered, commanded, go my son, tell to all, go my daughter, tell to all, and then you are going to come back as you have seen the way. Once you see the way back, you can come anytime outside and inside. Anytime, any moment, God doors are open for you. Because unless you know, you are just wandering outside. The moment you come to know about your this body, mind and the soul, you reach to the God home, Supreme Soul. So the main is function of your body is natural, like the body of the animal, bird, insect, is okay because of your senses, your brain, you can enjoy whatever is given to you, but not in excess. If you are rich man, does not mean that you will buy the whole mall and bring to home. Next birth you are going to be buy, you see the buy in your home, though you are not having. Because having excess of everything means you are just hammering those, because you show yourself superior to someone when you purchase more and more. That superiority automatically comes. Otherwise you will not buy anymore. You will go into the mall, enjoy and come back. Free air conditioner, free AC you will enjoy. Because sometimes you are compelled by your companion to come to the market with your destiny. And you are gone, you enjoy here and there, nothing. Enjoying and say, looking the all people mad for the bodies. Body clothes, body shoes, body mobile, body food. They all are crazy for all the bodies. Then he laughs, just looks at all those crazy for the bodies. Even they have enough at their home. So hardly the one out of lakhs comes to just go through all bodies but not to attach to anybody. Necessities only are fulfilled, nothing else. If one is thrown, the other will be brought. Not required. So senses only as God had given to you to beautify yourself naturally, because you had been artificial, from artificial to naturality, naturally again something is required to you. So it is again the mind kills your mind. It is the mind kills your mind. Your mind cannot kill your mind. You cannot see your face. Mirror is required to see the face. So to kill your mind, a mind is required. A mind is required who has killed his mind. You cannot kill your mind. You cannot kill your ego. Because if you think, I will kill my ego, then it will be a new ego. New ego that I have killed. That's why a master requires. Master who kills your ego, kills your mind. The moment the mind is killed, which mind? Which you have made. You have made your mind. which we say the subconscious mind, body. That subconscious mind, body, which you have created by attaching to all the faces in the world. You have many outside clothes, cars, house, son, daughter, wife, husband, mother, father, lover, beloved, and many things outside you had inside stored in that thought which is called subconscious mind body. It is the subconscious mind body which makes you artificial. So that artificiality is only because of the subconscious mind body, which cannot be killed by your mind because your mind has created it. Once it has created by your mind, how can you kill it? Doctor cannot make his operation. Doctor can do the operation for others, but he cannot, even he's expert. He's a specialist doctor. If there is no doctor in the town, and that specialist is getting something very painful in the stomach, and operation is required, even there is no doctor, specialist, a normal doctor has to come to operate his body. He cannot operate his body. So, likewise, you cannot see your face, you cannot operate your body, you need someone to operate you totally inside, because inside you are totally poisonous. Poisonous is nothing, attachment of all the bodies of the world. Attachment of all the bodies of the world had made your body dirty, had made your mind dirty, and even the shadow had become so high, so strong, blackish, that your soul is not visible. So you just make cleanliness inside your body to put the acid. Someone is required because it needs a big operation. A small operation takes 8-10 hours for your one part. Small part, open heart surgery takes 8-10 hours. And here whole body, complete operation is required. Because it has gone as like not the blood cancer, more than the blood cancer. It has gone to every part, not only blood, to every part. So for that, a big surgery is required. So you have to sign first. You have to sign first, acknowledge it. Unless you acknowledge how the doctor will operate. Even doctor knows outside that he has come to the hospital and he is so much injurious and so serious, definitely operation will be there. But still, before the operation theater, even someone is killing, this immediately tells to sign the paper. Without the signature, he is not doing it. Because he knows he may die, she may die. Likewise, the one who is going to make the complete surgery inside you, every part surgery, eyes, nose, claw, everywhere is a poison. Complete body surgery inside. Inside, complete surgery. Surgery of your conscious mind. Surgery of your body mind. Surgery of your soul mind. Because outside, complete poison is there everywhere. So, you have a sign. And that sign is nothing but the surrender. They are surrendering? No. Signing means do anything. I am doing, giving all the authorities to you of my body, mind and the soul. You do whatever you want. Even I die, I know I am not the bother. This life is given to you now. It is in your hand. But no one gives. No one gives so easily his body, mind and soul to get operated. No one thinks so easily to sign. Because it is not visible. What is visible, the pain comes. You immediately go to the doctor. But your ego, attachment to all bodies of the world, you are never thinking of your lust, anger, greed, ego and attachment, which had come through the bodies of the world, that which has gone inside, that all the beauty outside has gone inside, become ugly, had become poisonous, what was the amrit outside. You cannot take. When you take something, you are not taking with that packing also. Suppose pizza has come in packing from Domino, you are taking pizza, not the packing inside the mouth. You are getting so beautiful packing, and when you take the product, you are not taking the packing. You are not using the packing. Why? So this packing material, the body material, you are not knowing that inside there is a product. The soul product, which actually is you. So that product only you can get when you sign it. Because signatures are required. But you are saying, what soul, what this? You are so much conditioned to your body. And body is nothing but the attachment to your complete outside body, and that gives the results in way of your lust, anger, greed, ego and attachment. And these five are the main having the complete opposite to the God home. When these five are outside, you come out of the three rooms and nothing you are bringing inside the rooms of these five, it has a beauty. Enjoy it. That's why when you are natural, you enjoy all the five. And you become natural, because one who goes to the God home and come back out of his body, he really enjoys the lust, anger, greed, ego and attachment. Because he knows these five outside are the beauties. It is not that he will close his eyes by seeing some beauty. He says, oh, no, is this beautiful girl, beautiful? No. He will, earlier the lust was coming, now by seeing the beauty, he will say that God had made such a beautiful body. All bodies, the trees, the birds, insects, the animals, everywhere he will enjoy with everybody. Not only the human body. Because now he is beyond the attachment. Beyond the attachment is beyond the lust. Beyond the greed. He will see the beautiful bungalows and all because of that. God had created such a material that these all bungalows had been made. But not greed, having any greed. No ego, because everything belongs to my father. One who comes outside, after getting inside to the God home, that the one who stays, a godly person, in fact enjoys the all bodies outside. Otherwise, one who has not gone inside, who is not having the pure conscious, is completely outside. Whatever he gets, still he is sad, because inside is the poison. And poison never makes you happy. So it is the poison which the master takes from you. And the moment you give poison, as per your quantity, as with the medicine you take from the doctor instead of the operation. Sometimes you say, no operation, but medicine will take. So this is medicine when you take, you get little relaxed. Likewise, you give some poison with that all everyday vachan and vani. But one day, at this birth or any birth, at last you have to get operated. With the medicine, you know it is temporary. So the moment you get yourself complete in pain for the God, now you are in pain for the outside bodies. But when you are in a complete pain of the God, which is a viraha, that whole world is not required, now only the God, that time you will sign one day. That's why pain in the godly journey is so wonderful that hardly people get it. So that pain makes you sign, surrendering. You do whatever inside now. But I want to get healthy now. So healthy in the God home is purity of the soul. Purity of the soul is nothing the God on earth. Because God will enter in that body. It is not that when the one comes out, he comes with the God. He comes with the God name. So God on the outside world, in the materialistic world, among the bodies. So when God comes among the bodies, tells about the God home and everything, then all the bodies, this is what you are telling. Is it really? So it is very difficult. Because here you come to the outermost point in the body, and there is the innermost point. So one is so distant. So talking about the sea by the frog who jumps into the well sometimes, as you know the story, when in the well, that frog tells to the frogs who were living in the well for many births, their father, parents, grandparents were also in the well. When this frog from the sea just came to the well and fall down, and he is telling where I have come. And he says that I was in the place where there was no wall. I was going and enjoying. Where I have come here, now every time I am halted, everywhere is the wall. Then that frog and tells to all the frogs there who were in the well, frog says, what you are talking about? Are you making fool us? By birth we have seen it. See, our father is there, mother. They also have the father, mother. So their old grandfather, grandmother, they all are here, and we have always been here, touching this side. He says, no, you do not know. There is no limit. unlimited. Not the small water. So much enjoyment. And they say, you are making fool of us. Then what they did? How long it is? They just jump. They said, no, I cannot tell the length of that place. I cannot tell the flow of that water. I cannot tell the enjoyment over there. Then these all blind frogs, sometimes someone understands, but they are frog. Not understanding. And make that frog to die. They kill them. So like is the human being. You never understand what the one talks about when he reaches the garden. So sometimes some people, those who are hearted, those who are living in their bodies, are crucifying them, killing them. This is also the poisonous mind, those who are killing them. Because this is complete the attachment to the outside world, the body. So that's why you have made the God also as the body. You have showed them in idols, they are the bodies. You have showed them in epics. That also is the body. Guru Granth Sahib, Quran, all are the body. Let it be the idol or the Granth. It's all the bodies. So you attach to the body. Somebody attached to the Guru Granth Sahib or the Quran or the Bible or the Gita. Or somebody attached to the Krishna Murti idol, to Guru Nanak idol or Jesus idol. All are the bodies. Even the God you see as the body. So you garland them. You put the clothes on them. Every day you are changing the clothes of them as it gets dirty. They have the smell like you. No. But you think them as a body because you live in body. So body people are lusty. Attached people are lusty, desireful. They are greedy. They are completely in ego. They are complete in attachments. So that is watch. You have to understand. You are born natural. You born natural. You see the infant when born. Is he telling you anything? You want to do whatever you want. Even a bird, when bird gives birth to some bird, his children, or animal gives birth, or any plant is giving any seed, are they doing any modification? They are living natural. And one day they are same as their parents. They enjoy flying, enjoying everything in nature. Why you are so artificial? So artificiality always brings the disturbance. So don't be get artificial. Then when I say no artificiality, does not mean not to get the beautification. But the beautification is nothing but not attaching to anything, not even to the beauty. Wherever you are, whatever you are, not to worry about. Now in this lockdown period, you see many people will be so disturbed. They cannot go to the market as they are now in the home. They have to first go to the beauty parlor to beautify them, otherwise they will be caught immediately. Then what is this? Are you the same? So people will be shocked. The originality will come out. So that's why many people will not come on the video even. Will not come outside before getting into the saloons. Let corona come and touch them, but they will not come. Let any important word come. Because they don't have the original face. Their original face is different what they are. Everybody face is not original. 99.99% people in the world have no original face. Original face means what they are outside are not inside. When he shows his character outside, is not character for remember it. That's why Jesus said in Bible, when all the villagers were putting stone to death to a lady, in a circle, Jesus was passing by. He said, what happened? Then all that panchayat, that panchi said, that head of the village, that we have ordered to kill her by the stones throwing on her, till the death. Then Jesus asked, why? They said, she was looking for the other men. That's why she involved in other men. That's why we had given the punishment to her. And he said, you know, I have read it. I have got the message from my father, my God, because that village were definitely respecting the Jesus. He was popular that time. And he said, the message from the God, you do not know. That God says those who have committed outside with the physical body any crime will be punished. But those who are doing the punishment, those who are making the crime inside, the inside body of the mind, will also be getting 7 times more punishment than the what the one is doing outside with the body. Because outside with the body will be given the punishment outside only. Sometimes will be caught by the police, by the punch. But those who are committing crime inside will be given the 7 times punishment. So, if any one of you, those villagers who were standing there, thousands of villagers with the stone in hand, with all those punch, that any one of you, if have never think any woman had never thought of any man inside for relationships, or any man had never thought about relationship inside with any woman, they can only stone. Otherwise, 7th hell will be coming to you. She will be free after getting this punishment. But you all will be going to the 7th hell. So those who are pure inside and outside, those who have never thought of other, that the woman had never thought of any man relationship inside, and no man had thought any relationship inside with the woman. So that only one can take that, giving her the punishment. Otherwise, 7th hell, that what she, he said, the dog of the road. Then the story says in Bible that all those people standing, thousands of people, even the punch, because they all were respecting Jesus, that Jesus is something very great in the spirituality, what he says is the right. So all thrown the stones, all even the punch, and gone back. Only lady was there, who fell down on the feet of the Jesus, and who also became the disciple of Jesus. That we say the cross. What is this? What this story says? Bible acknowledged somewhere. We all are the criminals inside, we know. We talk many things pure outside, but we are not pure inside. So first pure yourself, clean yourself. And how to clean? You cannot clean yourself. You can clean your body outside. You can clean your mind outside. But you cannot clean from inside. Inside, so dirt is there. So for inside, a doctor requires, you cannot make your operation. So the doctor itself, the true master is nothing, who has reached beyond the third room, who has reached, returned to his home, God, home, back to his outside world to tell about that what you are doing. You are born natural, your body, mind and the soul is all to play outside, not to get attached anything to the outside world. Enjoy everything naturally with your body, mind, and then get back to your soul and the Supreme Soul. Return to your home, God home. That is what all these people were shouting when they were on this earth. The Ibrahim, Buddha, Mahavira, Jesus, Guru Nanak, Muhammad, Kabir, Farid, Ram, Paramahansa, Sai Baba. Socrates loves, but nobody had so far. We are today here on the birth, because we have never in our last birth heard about it. Even if we heard, we not executed it. This is the high time. Worshipping outside is of no use if you are not going inside to worship the real God, the life God. Outside is like a childish activity, like a child is born. Same as you are born, you are worshipping the same as at the death time. So nothing of use. You have to go inside beyond the body. And then only you will understand what actually the life is. Who are you? So when you try to get these questions answered, and when you think of getting inside, leaving your mind in the other body, mind, just putting your mind as you kneel down, you are putting your head in somebody's feet. What is that? Why someone is putting head in the master's feet? It means I am giving my mind to you. Let my mind get dead in front of you. When I sit in front of you, my mind will not work. You are my boss. You are my God. Whatever you say is final. My mind will not work anymore. Now your mind will be my mind. My mind is just nothing. When you say your mind is nothing, your body automatically becomes mind. Because my body gets whatever command from the mind is doing. Your body does whatever is the command of the mind. So it is the mind and the body game. When you are not understanding the game of body and the mind, then you are going into the subconscious mind. That is your own mind, ego mind, I mind. So your ego mind will be killed by the one who had killed his ego mind by his master. And these things are continued on this earth. So go back to your home. You don't think that my I am confused. This I will be confused. I will be confused. Then definitely you will tell that who is getting answer. Answer and question you forget about. You be no mind. You just hear and execute, don't think that this is who is asking us. Don't think about whether first hen had come or egg had come. You just be nothing. Surrender yourself. Put your head in the feet. Then one day you will see. Forget everything. Who is getting the answer and all that. But then it is like the same. Then who is getting the answer? Then who has brought the God? If God had created, who has created the God? So these questions will never end. It is better you kill your mind. And killing of mind is that just be as you are, natural. No question. No question means no answer. And definitely no question. Be innocent like an infant. Be natural. Look yourself. Who are you? When you are simple, plain, just like a puppet, whatever his puppet is doing, what a toy is doing, as the manufacturer feeds it, just be the observer. Everything what is going on this parda, the movie, don't get involved into anything. Don't attach to anything. And then only you'll find the answer. And being natural, only the master is the way who will clean you from inside. Otherwise these questions and answers, who is that, who and what will never end. So be still. Be still. How to be still? How to be still? How to be dead? Sign yourself. Surrender yourself. Surrendering means operate. Operation. They did operation by knife. They are cutting your body and the master cuts each and every part, not only part, even the conscious of you. So this is a big operation. So just go beyond that. Don't use that much mind. Use the mind as required. Put your head in the feet. You'll be tired of questions. Because you can only understand when you surrender. Surrendering means, so main is trust. Trust. Getting the question inside, getting headache. When the headache comes, it goes beyond, the pain goes beyond, you go to the doctor to operate, doctor's operation. So let your pain rise to the saturation. Then only this will be operated and your pure mind, pure body and the pure soul will come in front of you. So this is what you have to just think of. Who is questioning? Who is answering? We both are the same. I have no question. Because I understood, questions and answers are the body. Questions and answers are the mind. The soul is not the question, not the answer. So just sit on the soul chair. When you sit on the soul chair, your brain, your mind and the body is dead. And the death takes you to God. And then the life will be so natural. Innocent like a child does not know anything. So this is the theory. Telling in words is very difficult. You have to dive inside. You have to dive inside with your coach. Coach cannot tell you everything about that inside the sea. He just can send, give you his trailers. And everything if you want to know is very difficult. You have to at last trust, die. If you believe in your master, if you trust in your master completely, then only this game will be completed. And you keep on questioning the same things, answer will never satisfy you. It does not mean I am telling you not to ask the questions. Questions coming from the heart should be asked. Should be asked. Which questions are swimming inside, disturbing inside. Your thirst for the Lord, your thirst of returning. Questions like Arjuna asked to Krishna, not the problem. Even he was scolded by Krishna many times, napunsak. What the hell, you devil, you are not understanding. So much abuse. Napunsak is the highest word in abusing. So he told so much abuse that generally disciples, those who are close, get the abuse from the master. That cannot be on record, gone. Because unless you in deep love, you will not hear those words. That is only the top secret jnana, scolding and the buffeting. So just cannot tell you everything in words, you know. I have tried many times to tell you. But you make out. Keep going. Whatever questions comes in mind, don't hesitate. Even you are scolded sometimes. But it is better to go and sign. At last you have to sign. Without the operation, things will not be over. Because medicine will give you a temporary relax. So get into the permanent treatment, make your life a success. Oh. All will go inside, say Om, Omkar, Omim, Omnipresent. Any question, anything you have not understood? And it being solved or discovered, you can clear it. If all clear, you will be able to.